missed it, download it.
This is the Morning Sickness Podcast.
I love it. It's brilliant.
At 95.7therock.com and the 95.7 The Rock app.
I was just reading an article on what it takes to be a good dive bar.
What do you mean?
Like, it says to be a good dive bar, here's what you need?
Yeah, no microbrews, as you see advertised on TV.
That doesn't count, no.
Okay, what else?
No drink over $10.
No, that doesn't count either.
Better yet, no beer and shot combo over $10.
That certainly applies. It's not so much that you can't have microbrews, it's that if you're a dive bar, you have to have the crappy beer.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
The other stuff.
I'm going to make some people mad by saying this, but, you know, the stuff like, your real, you know, like Hams, you know, that, you know, like the real bottom of rung, real cheap stuff that nobody drinks unless they're real, you know, trying to save some money. That is what really you have to have on, you know, not necessarily on tap either, but at least you have to have it as an option when you go.
What else?
A dusty bottle of Galliano, Frangelico, or Benedictine that probably hasn't been used since the 1980s.
Sure, or a box.
Go ahead.
A box
house
of wine.
Wine poured from large jugs behind the bar.
Yep.
Like Riuniti. Got to get some Riuniti. They even make Riuniti anymore?
Riuniti on ice. That's nice.
I think they do.
No framed reviews on the wall unless they're 10 years old from an actual newspaper.
Oh, they're at zero, I don't think.
Yeah, no reviews.
Nobody's heard of it yet.
No. Well, no, people have heard of it, but you don't hear of it because it's been reviewed.
Oh, yeah.
No internet jukebox. Go back to the CDs.
Yep, CDs definitely, or even an old school record player one.
Should be dark or dimly lit. Yeah, bonus points for a light that's out or flickering.
Oh, there's always at least one.
Scrady liked this one. Something about the place should be local without being hokey. Maybe a high school team's hat or jersey in the wall, an old photo of the building, a sign advertising an event at the local VFW.
I get that.
Yeah, probably been there for a long time, too. You know, they came in the 80s for, you know, hey, we're going to have
a dusty
car wash.
Yeah, an event, get to the VFW, and it's from 1976. Sure. Yeah. Get there on Saturday for the fish fry,
Let's see, at least one patron should look like they got there before 10 a.m.,
they did.
Corollary, if the bar doesn't open before 5, it's not a dive.
It's Wisconsin. Even the hoity-toity bars have that around here, man.
Yeah, you definitely have to have your regulars, the old guys at the end of the bar that are sitting there, talking about this, that, and the other thing. Definitely has to open early. It can't be one of those, we don't open until 7 p.m. kind of places, because that doesn't signify you as a dive bar.
See, two more here. Bonus points for a family photo of the owner. More for a family photo showing the bartender. Even more for photos of regulars.
Oh, you get a lot of those.
Yep.
I can say unequivocally that is in every single one of the dive bars on our dive bar tour.
I have a photo in a bar in one of the bars.
Yeah, I remember seeing it, and I was like, is that Scrady?
Yep, it was me. Yeah, it was fun, too.
And then the last item to know you have a dive bar. Pool table is a plus, especially if the felt is faded and you see obvious wear in front of the head spot.
Or shuffleboard.
And the best, I got to find this sign. Hank Dydel's dive bar in Rockville, Tennessee, says there's a sign telling you not to use the pool balls in a fight.
Just in case it comes up.
Yeah.
Or the sticks, really.
I don't know, man. They use them in Roadhouse.
Yeah.
And if it's good enough for Patrick Swayze, it's good enough for me. Jackie Chan used them in one of those movies. What was the Rush Hour movie? Used pool balls and that. I'm all about kicking some pool balls at people.
And then there's another one here that says, I don't think the food has to be edible. Chili dogs are good. The menu should be full of things you'd get at a fire station or at a church picnic.
I like that.
Chili, Italian subs, fried mac and cheese, wings or tacos.
But you don't dare eat it because
this
it's
is
a dive
the
bar.
Dive bar?
Yeah.
No, pickled eggs in a big jar behind the bar that
everything
nobody
pickled.
Ever eats.
Beef jerky.
Something
pickled
eggs. That's discolored.
Off-brand chips. You know, you don't get the Lay's or the Ruffles. You get like some weird brand out of Canada or Afghanistan.
You still have one of those sweet cigarette machines. That'd be
peanuts,
awesome.
Maybe a bag
like
of peanuts.
Where you pull it and drops out.
At least half of the menu items should have come in contact with a deep fryer. I like that idea.
They don't have a deep fryer.
You're missing out. This is not.
That's too hoity-toity.
You're not supposed to have a deep fryer.
These are your choices. We have pickled eggs and beef jerky.
Pickled eggs. You got pig's feet. You've
and maybe
got like
peanuts. They keep under
peanuts.
The bar.
Maybe some actual pickles. Maybe you got the jar with the spicy hot veggies.
Maybe bags of chips or Funyuns. Maybe on one of those rotating things.
Beef jerky certainly. Like you know, especially a local beef jerky. Can't go wrong with that.
The top three suggestions to define a dive bar: no kids, decent jukebox, inedible food.
Probably is kids, though. There probably is some of these kids around in a dive bar.
Grown-up kids that aren't quite of legal drinking age.
The nice thing about the dive bars around here that we've been going to is that they don't appeal to the college kids at all. Even the hipsters. You know, the hipsters like to try and think that they're special, and they're not. They just wear tight pants. They don't frequent the dive bars.
I gotta tell you, we went out after our holiday party on Friday night to a, you know, what would be considered a, you know, kind of a dive, and the lady behind the bar made, like, muddled and everything, right? One of the best brandy old fashions I've ever had in my life.
See, and that's the impetus behind this dive bar tour that we've been taking for the last year.
Awesome.
We're missing out on some spectacular bartending and some spectacular drink pouring because, you know, you concentrate on the ones you normally go to, and that's not to say that they're not great places. That's not to say that the places we normally go to aren't awesome, but, you know, if you don't make it to the fringe bars every once in a while, you're missing out on some stuff, man. There's some real local people there that are having a drink and talking about local stuff, and you got great bartenders that know what they're doing. They've probably been there for 30 years.
She was a 60, 70-year-old woman, and I think she was just glad to not be opening a can of beer. She wanted to make a drink, and boy, did she make a good brandy old.
No attitudes either, for the most part. I can say that as well. You don't usually get the whole, well, you know, I'm going to focus on this group of guys or girls because they're hot, you know, or whatever.
You should take cash, though, because a lot of those places don't.
Straight up cash,
homie. Can't do no cards or ATM. I mean, it's just
they usually have an ATM, but you got to, you know.
Sometimes.
Almost every bar nowadays has an ATM, or there's one nearby.
Just take cash if you're going to a dive. That's how they want to do business.
Straight cash, homie.
Missed it? Download it.
This is the Morning Sickness Podcast.
I love it. It's brilliant.
At 95.7therock.com and the 95.7 The Rock app.